That is the coolest sound, and half of the people responsible for making that sound are with us in the studio this morning, and we couldn't be more excited to talk to them. The two-time Grammy Award-winning Albany Symphony will present three new and recent works by Viet Quang and Ludwig van Beethoven Symphony No. 4. The pair of concerts will take place Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 7:30, and Sunday, that's the day after tomorrow, at 3 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, and will also feature Grammy-nominated ensemble Sandbox Percussion. Two of the members are here this morning. Quang's works will also be recorded for Albany Records and will complete an important new disc that also includes his Submarine, a commissioned work premiered by the orchestra last season. We have a studio full of really talented, amazing folks. ASO Music Director, Maestro, our dear friend David Allen Miller. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's so nice to see you.
It's always good to see you. Composer Viet Quang, thank you very much. It's a delight to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good to see you. Also, we welcome two members of the Sandbox Percussion Group. Ian Rosenbaum is here. Good morning, Ian.
Hello.
How are you? Very nice to have you here. And we also welcome Victor Cacese. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good
Wonderful
morning.
Pronunciation. Wow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Say it louder. You know, this is how this basically came. We invited you to be on the show because we thought this performance was really cool. And then there was a little back and forth of David asked, can I bring some friends? And we said, well, how many friends? And he said, one or four.
Five. I was going to say, because it sounds like only half of Sandbox is with us. But they're all here in
they're
Albany.
They're all here. We have limited chairs around the round table.
Chairs and a little bit of limited room here in this beautiful studio.
That's
so
right.
We
yes.
brought half for yeah. no particular reason.
So I feel honored that you brought these amazing people to us.
Well, I'm so excited to have them with us. And Sandbox has become sort of this legendary ensemble. They just won an Avery Fisher. What's it called? The prize?
The career grant.
The career yeah. grant, which is something that's usually given like to super famous solo artists, but they gave one to the quartet because
that means
they
you have to split the money.
They have to split the money. Yeah, that's true.
Or use it to further our mission. I don't know.
But it's a huge honor in New York and in the country in the classical music world. You know, usually super famous solo artists, and this is the first time I think they've ever given it to a
percussion ensemble,
right?
Yeah.
A percussion
yeah.
quartet, and they are just a legend. And we premiered this piece that they're performing with us on the concert Renewal. We commissioned it and premiered it. It was actually commissioned by GE Renewables when GE was doing those kinds of enlightened things, which we hope they'll do again. At least one of the various GEs that are now reborn.
Very tactful, yes.
Yeah, and it's all about renewable energy, and it's beautiful. And the piece was so incredible. It was originally written for our new music ensemble, Dogs of Desire, that Viet then created an orchestra version. He also then created a band version, and it's now toured all over the country, hundreds of performances. Quite extraordinary.
Viet, give us a sense of how this particular the intersection of what you're doing, as well as these four musicians of bringing them into what you have created.
Yeah, well, I remember part of the commission originally was not only for it to be a piece inspired by renewable energy, but also a collaborative piece. And I remember when you mentioned that on the phone, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, let's make this a concerto for Sandbox Percussion, just because I've known these guys for like
a long time, since
almost 15 years. Yeah. And we had talked about doing some sort of concerto for a while, and we were looking for the right opportunity. And then this one just like fell out of the sky, and it was like kind of just so serendipitous and just felt like it was meant to be.
For Victor and Ian, how did the group come together? How did the four of you come together?
Yeah, we started in grad school in 2011. We were at grad school, Yale School of Music, and playing chamber music, kind of like we'll be doing in these concerts. was a big part of the curriculum when we were in school there. It was kind of the thing we sort of loved to do the most when we were in school, was sort of playing these small ensembles, these small percussion groups. And we loved it so much that we figured, let's start this group together, play some repertoire that we didn't get a chance to play when we were in school, rehearse it, learn it, perform it as much as we can. And then that led to sort of commissioning music and working with composers like Viet. And it sort of just kind of grew from there.
Ian, how, give us a sense, we heard the music coming in, of how that sound is achieved.
Yeah, so I believe we were listening to a little bit of the first movement of this wonderful piece, and this is the water power part of the piece, where we are playing on these a set of 8-tuned crystal glasses. So Viet went off to the thrift store to find the right wine glasses, and then we have to pour a certain amount of water in them to get the right harmonies.
How do you shop for those?
Just
hit them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hit them all and see which ones don't break.
A lot
of them break.
Okay. But you tuned is interesting. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you tune them with the amount of water.
Yeah. Well,
they
have
play
to find
them
the right
with each other. Yeah. It's quite extraordinary to see.
And we have to blend with the orchestra, and they're playing in a particular key, so our glasses have to be in the right key. But you know, if you're just one person with two glasses, you can only make one chord. But with all four of us with eight glasses, we can play all these melodies, all these harmonies, and Viet has created a masterful thing.
In the video that I saw, it was the four of you very strategically placed around a table where that all of the clinking can take place relatively easily.
Yeah, sort of almost at a dinner table of sorts.
Yes.
It's like a little dance, like, you know, your left hand goes here and then your right hand goes here, just to make the right chord in the right moment.
And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, this is great until one of those things breaks.
We had a moment, so we were playing with the Des Moines Symphony several months ago.
It's got to happen in Des Moines.
It happened in Des Moines. And I think it was Johnny and Terry, the unnamed, or the not present members of Sandbox this morning. And
the ones back at the hotel.
Back at the hotel. Sleeping, lazy. Terry's glass had this little crack in it, and Johnny was looking at it grow bigger and bigger as we're on stage with a huge audience watching there, and they were like trying to be very careful. When the performance finished, we went to a bar and we made the bartender show us every glass in the restaurant until we found one to replace it for them.
That was the reason we went to the bar.
Yeah, so that was
the only reason.
I'd use that excuse too.
They do a lot of glass shopping for these because they have to replace them constantly.
We've learned how to travel safely with them.
And what other percussion instruments do you use?
Yeah, so that's the first movement with the water glasses. The second movement, which is the wind power part of the piece, we kind of make a huge drum set. Each of us has a kick drum and a hi-hat, and then there's one snare drum in the center of kind of a circle of the four of us that we all share. And then the third movement, which is the solar power part of the piece, it's a whole bunch of metal instruments. There's crotales and glockenspiel, vibraphone, all kinds of really high-pitched, shimmering sounds.
And for anybody who hasn't seen Renewal, I mean, the music is gorgeous. It's just beautiful. But the visual sort of choreographic element is just mind-boggling. So it's incredible theater. At one point in the middle movement, not to spoil the surprise, but they actually turn into a wind turbine. So it's quite extraordinary to see.
And Viet, how do you write with that? I mean, it would seem to be difficult to write for water. To know what that is going to be.
It's just a lot of experimentation on my own. Like Ian mentioned, I went to these like thrift stores and bought wine glasses. And I went and I bought probably like 35 wine glasses from like all sorts of places. Just took them home, cataloged them. And the great thing about this sort of found percussion, so when I say found percussion, it means like something that's not designed to be an instrument, but that can be turned into one. Is we've all clinked glasses, and we've all, you know, made sounds with things. So it's, you don't have to be a trained percussionist.
I've been thrown out of restaurants routinely for that. Making little music performances on my glasses.
Yeah, and so you don't have to have gone to these like amazing schools to study percussion that Sandbox has to try things yourself. And it's cool too in a composer, if you do something a little bit unusual, to be like, oh, I did it myself, and show people like
figure
that's possible.
Yeah. Well, and Gershwin, there's a famous story of Gershwin who we talked about a few months ago. You know, for American in Paris, he went to Paris and he wanted the sound of taxi horns.
Yeah.
So he went and bought like, you know, 50 taxi horns, the kind that went ah ah ooh ooh ee ee, you know, and just experimented with them to find the sounds he
to
wanted.
Find so, the one.
Similar yeah. to this, yeah. If I can, Joe, I just want to back up a little bit because even though it's great to focus on Sandbox, I want to be sure that the listeners know what an incredible, unique concert this is going to be.
Yes.
Because Sandbox, obviously, and this is the way this concert came into being with three major works by one of our most important and exciting young composers in America, Viet, was that we have a recording project that we're completing. As you said, we did this beautiful tone poem, Submarine, last year, and I wanted to complete a whole disc's worth, a full program of Viet's music. So we agreed that we would do three significant pieces by him on this concert. So it's not only Renewal, which is the big piece ending the first half. There's also a beautiful string orchestra piece we did a couple years ago called Next Week's Trees, which is just gorgeous and incredibly evocative and just heart-wrenchingly beautiful. And then an amazing, I'll call it new tuba concerto. It existed as a piece for tuba and band, and Viet has completely recast it for this project as a huge, monumental tuba concerto for orchestra. And then we're doing all three of those pieces, and then we're doing Beethoven's Fourth Symphony. But the idea that an orchestra in America is doing three major pieces, performing and recording them by essentially, with all due respect, a young composer is kind of completely anomalous in the world of American music. I mean, maybe they'll play one piece by a famous composer on a concert, but we believe so much in Viet, and we think that our listeners who love him already, the ones who've been to our concerts, and the larger community just needs to hear his music.
So when you do a commission, and because sometimes you can do these and then you never hear them again, but that's not the case with this work.
It's not the case with any of Viet's pieces. Viet's pieces just get adopted immediately and taken around the country.
Then that must be very rewarding.
Oh, yeah. It's, whenever I write a piece, like, you kind of hope for that, but you're also just hoping it's, like, a good piece and everyone's happy with it in the first performance.
Yeah.
But, like, everything that he's describing is just... is a huge gift.
And I have a thing I have to say about Viet, and then I'll try to be quiet again. There's something magical about Viet's music that I just hope the listeners can come experience, which is, and I always say Field of Dreams. It's like in that last scene, you know, if you build it, they will come. And this idea of this guy having this kind of crazy idea, but people feel that it somehow evokes something they've lost or forgotten or tried to reattain. And there's some element in Viet's music. It may be the incredibly beautiful pop chords, the harmonies that he is drawn to, or his love of Palestrina and Gabrielli and Renaissance music, or the combination of all these things. But there's this incredible power in Viet's music. And I have to say, when we do his music, invariably people come up to me and say, I wept. It was so powerful. And maybe it's we've done a lot of his music coming out of the pandemic, and one of these pieces, Next Week's Trees, was written sort of as an inspired by the pandemic. You can mention that. But there's something so ur-powerful about this music. It's just unbelievable. I've never had music have an audience respond to music quite the same way.
It is so true. I mean, I've played this particular piece like 20 times, and I still, like, my heart skips a beat when we get to the climax of the final movement after hearing it that many times. Our group has commissioned Viet several times since this piece because of what David's talking about, because it's that special.
And you commission, you, how does that work? What are you looking to accomplish?
Well, so our group, there's not a lot of repertoire for
well,
our
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, yeah. Pioneers. Those guys are pioneers.
I have these glasses of water. Now what do I do with them?
I mean, it's both like a blessing and a curse. Like, it's really fun to work with composers to create the repertoire as we go. It's also expensive and difficult. You know, in some ways it would be easier to just have hundreds of years of repertoire that we could draw on. But in this case, when we get to meet a lifelong friend like this and sort of work with them, you know, do a piece and then wait a few years and do another piece, it's amazing to see how we grow playing music like this, how the composer grows. It's a really, really rewarding process.
That's fascinating. When who's on tuba?
Oh, Justin Benavides, who premiered the piece with band, who's now a professor at Eastman in Rochester, a wonderful tuba player.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like just a gorgeous evening and or afternoon.
The other thing, and I don't want to use them all the time, but just to hear it in the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, to hear this.
David, we gave you this time. You can use it however
you want. Well, I wanted to make sure Viet gets to speak and others, but to hear these pieces in the music hall. It's like I remember like the early days of stereo when they would play the planets or pictures in an exhibition to demonstrate the great audio. It's like these four pieces on this program show you everything that the great Troy Music Hall can do. It's like taking a Maserati or a Lamborghini out for a drive. It's just unbelievable the sonic scope you can experience. So it's a great chance to hear the hall in all of its glory.
And Viet, it seems to me from what you have described that it is rather unusual to have three pieces played at the same time.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time any orchestra has ever done something like this.
What is that like for you to sort of hear them back to back?
It's surreal, especially because, like David mentioned, I'm just like on the younger side of composers. And this is something I feel like if it ever happened to me, it would happen when I'm like 65 years old and they're doing a sort of like, you know, retrospective of my career or something. And it, just to have this level of support from an orchestra is like one of the most rare things in the world for a composer. And so I'm very grateful.
Well, and David and I have talked a lot about this, but that has become really your mission of making that possible for young composers and musicians.
It's very inspiring. Actually, to see, you know, I think we usually don't see that in American orchestra culture, you know, this sort of feature for a young composer. It's kind of like, you know, you have a young composer and we'll put a 10-minute piece there, you know, before the intermission or something, and then we'll move on to the symphony. It's like, in this one, we're kind of throwing Beethoven a little nod. it's cool.
Yeah, we're playing a half-hour piece by Beethoven just because he's a promising composer. We like him. Yeah. But no, Viet is a great star in our galaxy. We want the world to know about him. Well, and the world does, but increasingly, you know, he's young, but he's already incredibly established. He's already a professor at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. And very established, played constantly, running around the country, having different pieces played. So,
well, the pair of concerts will take place Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 and Sunday, April 14th at 3 o'clock at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. You can find out all about the information of where, when, and tickets and all that good stuff at albanysymphony.org, albanysymphony.org. Also, you will have talks?
Yes,
prior.
an hour prior to each performance.
Excellent.
6:30 on Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Always good to have that opportunity.
On the stage.
Excellent. David, Viet, Victor, Ian, thank you so much for being with us. I wish you a beautiful weekend in Troy, and thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. It's a delight to have you all here. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.